Nickelback, Triple M Jane Dave for breakfast. It is Tuesday morning, a couple of showers forecast today for Mackay with Sunday. It's a little windy at times, showers also for tomorrow. We know we're coming into Easter. We was talking before about your dislike of chocolate, right?
You're not exactly a fan, no.
Why is that?
I don't know. I never really liked it much as a kid either.
Okay.
Like the occasional Mars bar, maybe, and that's about it.
So I've, as I said before, we're going to give you a bit of a chocolate, I guess, test this morning. Oh, chocolate. Love chocolate. Love chocolate. Here's a, what about this favourite chocolate?
You say that every day, don't you? Oh, my God.
Let's turn that one off. Okay.
Oh, dear.
So I've got a lineup of six chocolates there, which you can see in the camera there.
There.
We're going to rank the chocolates.
Yeah.
From the best to the worst, from somebody who says they are not a chocolate fan.
Okay. So 1 to 5, one being the best, right?
1 to 5. There is six chocolates there, which means one chocolate won't make the cut at all.
Okay. So first one. Okay. Here we go.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what they are. You have to tell me what you think those chocolates are. He's taking a bite out of that.
Okay.
What do you think that chocolate is?
I have no idea what chocolate is what.
Okay. But you don't I have a guess on what it is?
It's like a dark chocolate or something. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay. Yep. That was Old Gold, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Didn't know there was one that existed. This one looks like it's got nuts or something in it, right?
Yep, go for it.
All right.
Biting into this one. This is chocolate number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Not ranked, but this is chocolate number 2 he's tasting. So just keep in mind, remember, what chocolates is
right.
Which.
Okay.
Right. Here goes. Go to the third one. What do you think that one is that you're eating?
Is that a flake?
No, it's not a flake.
Okay. Well, it's flaky.
So far, is there any that are piquing your interest?
Not at all.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you do have to choose the top 5, though.
Right.
He's biting into the third one. Somebody who doesn't like chocolate, it looks like you're enjoying it, to be honest.
That looks like a caramello koala, but just in a bar form.
Mm. You like that one?
No.
Okay, so obviously this is going to go very well.
Oh, that's not bad, that one.
Okay.
That's got to be a Turkish delight, right?
That is Turkish delight.
Okay.
The one that you had before was caramello, yes. But just
there
bar
you
form.
Go.
Yep. And this last one. Buddy into that.
Okay. All right. Well,
now you've tasted through all of them first.
Yes.
Now you have to go and rank from number 5 to number 1, the 1 being the best, and then we decide which chocolate has been ruled out altogether. This is helping you out for Easter, folks. Here we go.
Okay. Well, number 6. Can get rid of that. That's that's not too bad. I'll put that at number 5, okay? Whatever that one was.
Number 5, that was a boost.
Number 6, I should say.
Okay, but that's ranked at number 5, though?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a boost. Number 4?
Number 4, I would actually say the Caramello Koala one.
Okay.
Number 3, I'd say the Old Gold.
Okay.
Okay, the Flake one, whatever that was. Forget that one. Number 2 is the one with nuts, whatever that one was.
That's a Picnic.
Oh, okay.
And then number 1, hang on, let's have a drum roll, please, because from somebody who doesn't like chocolate, firstly, he seems to know a lot about the names. And the number 1.
Definitely Turkish Delight. I actually don't mind that.
Turkish Delight, made of rose water.
Yes. The original one, if it was without chocolate, that'd be great. I'd love that. I'd actually go and buy that stuff.
So I can't believe Turkish Delight, the number 1 for you, is often the most left behind chocolate in the Roses box.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, throw those over my way then, if that's the case.
Who even likes Turkish Delight?
I do.
Number 1, please. That is the worst ranking ever.
Says you.
Any chocolate's good, but not Turkish Delight. I thought you were better than this. Be better.
I thought chocolate was better than this, but it's not.
133-53. Are you a Turkish Delight fan? That is ripped. I'm disappointed with that ranking.
Sorry, just got to wash my mouth out with coffee.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. We'll see you at our Easter egg hunt, The Dash, by the way. It's coming up on the 28th of March. Details before 6 o'clock news.